Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Heroes Road, Volume 1, Part 3 of 3, by Chuck Rogers. Narrated by Bradley Smith. Performed by Chris Gennebach, Michael Glenn, Carolyn Kashner, Jeff Allen, Bradley Smith, Richard Rowan, Nora Ashrati, David Jordan, Dawn Ursula, Colleen Delaney, Thomas Keegan, Jason B. McIntosh, Nick DePinto, Eric Messner, Terrence Aselford, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Zeke Alton, Andy Clements, Scott McCormick, Drew Copas, Ken Jackson, Nanette Savard, Matthew McGee, Yasmin Toison, and Michael John Casey.
God have mercy on us all.
The Seven stood on the ridge under the glare of an immense full moon. They looked out upon the vast army camped on the plains below. Snorri shook his head in awe.
So many fires.
It was like looking down into a starry sky. Reza stared with intense concentration.
How could I have not seen it? How could the Long Eye not have seen it? The Blue Robe Sect, the Patriarch, the Pope in Rome, the Angeli, the greatest adepts in the known world, none have foreseen this. An army.
An invasion.
God's scourge. God's scourge upon us for your pride, Valajid, and for mine. Is this where your devilry leads us?
Why? Why would it lead us here? He could not be amongst the hobgoblins, how could he?
Cole tried to comprehend what he saw.
Orsini, how can they feed so many?
Hobgoblins are carnivores, Cole. They eat whomever they kill in battle. We take every animal and human non-combatant they find and eat them along the march. They are locusts upon the land.
Sweet Jesus, we must...
Ring! Their shamans have the ring. They would recognize its power and keep it as a fetish, even if they could not work magics with it. They have his ring. There can be no other explanation.
Reza seized Cole by the shoulders.
You, Cole, you must go down amongst them and find me the ring.
What? Are you mad then?
You must.
No!
Cole tore himself free.
We turn back. We warn the Empress of Trebizond and the Emperor of the Byzantines. We must warn the Shah of Persia. This is war!
Reza stepped back.
That is exactly why you must do this thing for me.
You make no sense.
Snorri waved his axe across the plain.
Even the Roman Empire with all its legions could not field an army like that. You want Cole to go down there? To go poking about for a bubble?
Yes. There is no other choice. The ring is down there.
Reza's eyes burned bright.
Cole must get it.
Forget your ring. Forget speaking with the dead. We must warn the world.
Reza visibly restrained himself.
Cole, listen to me. The talisman has led me here. The ring is the next step. If we do not find what I seek, the world may well be lost.
No, we go south.
Think well before you cross me, son of man.
Indeed, think well.
Orsini stepped between them.
Look upon that host, Cole, and think. The hobgoblins now wield crossbows and ride camels. They sail in Chinese junks upon the Black Sea. They use assassin poisons and have hidden the largest army the world has ever seen from the adepts and seers of both Europe and Asia. By your own adventures in the Russia's Cole, it seems a similar army lies awaiting just east of the Russia's. Reza seeks a power beyond your imagining, and I give you my word, as a dwarf, without it this time, Europe may fall.
My motivations may seem strange to you, Cole. I do not doubt it. But I also give you my word. I do not wish to live in a world ravaged by the hobgoblins. If I can attain what I seek, I swear to you I shall smite them, as St. Thomas Sanders smote them before.
Snorri jerked his head at Zuli.
Why, Cole? Why not her?
Zuli glared.
I bear you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?